IMA India, Executive Briefings, US Elections by Adit Jain, February 2024. It may change the world. The four most geopolitical important nations that include India, Russia, the United Kingdom, and the United States will host elections later this year. The outcome of each of these has implications across the world, including in the continent of the Americas, Europe, the Middle East, and the Asia-Pacific. Globally, none are more significant than the result of what happens in Washington. Former President Donald Trump is seeking the Republican Party nomination to contest against the Democratic presumptive nominee, President Joe Biden. It is hard to say how the penny will drop, but some analysts believe that the White House may be back in Republican hands. The way things are, it all boils down to seven swing states, which have, over the course of recent American history, been the key determinants of the outcome. These include Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Washington. Others, such as California and New York, are solidly blue and unfailingly vote Democrat. These are important in terms of numbers. Still others, such as Texas, Florida, and those in the Biden belt, remain stoutly Republican. In December, Mr. Trump led by a sizable 5 points in the states that mattered. However, more recently, February, this latitude has shrunk to 2 points. The evidence is mixed. Not so much from the approval ratings, but rather from disapprovals. 23% of Mr. Biden's vote bank in 2020 were dissatisfied with his performance, compared to 17% amongst Mr. Trump's electorate. The worry for Democrats is the perception that they have mishandled the economy, where housing costs and interest rates are hurting working-class families. Oddly, however, America's economic engine in terms of investment, consumption, and growth appears to be firing on all cylinders. Another big worry is the immigration problem, where border crossings from Mexico are escalating beyond measure. The electorate believes that Mr. Trump would be better suited to properly handle what they consider a nightmare. The implications of a Trump presidency will send ripples across the geopolitical spectrum in areas as diverse as energy security, the economy, trade, and most importantly, regional conflicts. For a start, Mr. Trump has consistently criticized NATO, a security alliance of Western nations, for failing to do more in protecting the individual security requirements of its members. Most NATO allies do not spend the 2% of GDP on defense required by its charter and rely on American guarantees for their protection. This is a sore point that causes much irritation in Washington. Mr. Trump has repeatedly stated that he will solve the Russia-Ukraine conflict in one day. It is hard to imagine how that might happen unless America withdraws all support to Kiev. On this score, he's not alone, as the wider Republican establishment agrees that America cannot be burdened with European problems, since its allies collectively do very little to help themselves. Mr. Biden, on the other hand, has been more accommodating on the score. Mr. Trump has had a protectionist leaning, and a second term will provide an opportunity to push the envelope further. The first victim is bound to be China, which is where millions of American jobs have migrated following its entry into the World Trade Organization. Mr. Trump is convinced, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that China's state support to its enterprises is mercantilist and destructive to fair competition. He has declared his intent towards an imposition of a 10% tariff on all imports. first glance, this seems irrelevant to the services sector, but that would be optimistic. It seems plausible, rather likely, that a new tariff regime would cover the export of services with profound implications for shared services with an impact upon India. If that were to be the case, then emerging market currencies would swoon with wider implications on current account deficits, inflation, and consequently interest rates. This will give headaches not only to business managers, but policymakers as well. With conflicts in Europe and the Middle East, the new era of concern remains Taiwan. Various American military supremos in depositions to U.S. Congress testified their belief that China will invade Taiwan over the coming 5 years. The Chinese Navy, in terms of tonnage, is now the largest in the world and has the ability to choke the island very quickly as a lead-up to a full-scale invasion. The big worry really is Taiwan's importance in global supply chains for semiconductors. Without this, factory output will collapse, creating a nightmare rarely experienced in history. If the U.S. 7th Fleet fails to turn up in the Taiwan Straits, the island nation will collapse within a period of 4 days. The key issue here is whether America will come to its rescue. Mr. Trump may possibly take a stand that America cannot continue to defend the old global order at the cost of American lives. This situation would be unfortunate, as traditional American allies in Europe and Asia will feel let down and may even fall directly into China's lap. A battle in Taiwan will radically change the way the world looks. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has dragged on much longer than what would have been expected. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims he will not relent in the pursuit and complete elimination of the Hamas leadership before being drawn to a conference table to discuss the future of Palestine. Despite the frantic efforts of the Biden administration and Secretary of State Antony Blinken's hops to Middle Eastern capitals, other countries are being dragged into the war with serious ramifications. A Trump administration may be less sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. In the final count, globalization will take a hit. Rising nationalism and right-leaning governments across the world prefer tangible domestic interests to the fakey concepts of global good. Mr. Trump draws his legitimacy from the American Midwest, which has been the biggest loser over 2 decades as jobs shifted to Mexico, China, and other countries. What was for decades a prosperous region within the American continent is a rust belt, mainly through a surge of globalization, as this region lost the most when prosperity shifted elsewhere. Mr. Trump's biggest achievement during his last term was a tax cut, which is likely to be extended beyond its earlier expiry of 2025 if he comes back to power. This would add US$350 billion annually, equivalent to 1% of America's fiscal deficit. Whilst this will provide a boost to America's economic output, it comes with the flip side of higher interest rates, raising the cost of capital and headaches for emerging markets. It is hard to say what the impact would be on India. Most analysts agree New Delhi would have to perform a tricky balancing act that would both serve its own interests and keep the White House happy. However, if the recent past is any evidence, where India's foreign policy has carefully adapted itself to changing geopolitical shifts, it seems likely that India will emerge less scathed than a number of other countries. There may be implications in trade and consequently interest rates in currency movements, but it is hard to predict how severe these might be. Ultimately, much will depend on the constitution of Mr. Trump's team of advisors and the rapport that India's Foreign Office is able to establish with them. All in all, the outcome of US elections is a critical time for India as it is for the entire world. China's rise aside, America is and will remain the most formidable nation in the world for decades to come. Its technological superiority and mighty armed forces are leagues ahead of any other country. It would consequently seem logical that policy shifts in Washington will remain the key drivers on global geopolitics, trade, and finance. In a closely linked economic order, it therefore becomes an imperative for business managers to acknowledge the implications of policy shifts in Washington. ¶¶